join me in prayer.
May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The scripture that engages us this morning is from John chapter 20, these words. 8 days later, the disciples were together again, and this time Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but suddenly, as before, Jesus was standing among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he said to Thomas, "Put your fingers here and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer, but believe." So far, the text. It's been fun to overhear some of the conversations that go on at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. I heard a fourth-year guy over at the lunch tables yesterday telling the story of a children's message you have to give at his Easter service. And he gathered the children up front, and he had his little thing ready to go, and the little kids came up, and they sat around him, and talk, 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 go, go, go. And he asked the children, as you do in a children's message, "What do you think Jesus said when he saw Mary at the tomb? And little girl in a lavender dress with a nice collar and little patent leather shoes. She's brimming. He said, you just couldn't get her to be quiet. She's there, she's jumping up. She says, I know. And he says, as only a fourth year seminarian can, "Okay." She jumps up and she says, "Ta-da! Ta-da! Christ is risen! Oh my goodness, Christ is risen! Hallelujah! Ta-da!" Those disciples did not hear "ta-da." Christ came in and said, "Peace be with you." His first words to them were gracious words of peace. To the men who had followed, who'd been disappointed, who'd been disillusioned, who had invested their lives in the Christ, they gathered together with fear and doubt. And the Lord shows up and he says, "Peace. Peace be with you." Gathered together with the doors locked, wondering what was next. What the next knock on the door would bring, who would be there with a sword and a shield and a spear, what it would look like and how they would get back to their jobs and their livelihoods, what it would be next, what's next. And so they sat gripped in fear and filled with doubt. What happens next? To our second year gentlemen, a few of whom who had class this morning, what's next? Starts with a V, ends in Ickeridge. You're gonna go. That's what's next. There's only a small handful that know where you wanna go, and for a nominal price, we could probably tell you early, but you're gonna go. That's what's next. And maybe you feel like you can do it. Maybe you understand you can do it, and maybe you don't. And maybe there's a little bit of fear about the bishop you will have. Maybe there's a little fear about your ability and your opportunities to do what you believe that you can do best. And maybe in that fear, there's a sense of doubt that's driven into you. Fourth year men, where are you? They don't come to chapel in fourth year anymore. What's next for you, gentlemen? Is congregational ministry. Congregation will call, you will say yes, and then you'll have to worry about how things work out. What about my family? What about my friends? What about the move? What about the money? What's next? You've never done this before. You can't expect to be confident and have your shoulders back. So you hunker down and you close the door and you say, "Honey, I'm afraid. I don't know what it's going to be like in Pig's Knuckle, Arkansas. I'm not sure if the call to Zap North Dakota is up this year. I'm afraid." And the more I sit and think about my qualifications for ministry, I doubt myself. What's next for you in your life? The next challenge, the next hurdle, the next stage, the next relationship, the next temptation. Do you have your door shut because you're afraid? And because you're afraid, do you have a sense of doubt?
But Jesus has a way of showing up.
And so he pops in. I like to think that looked like a lot of like a transporter for Star Trek. Vroom, and there's Jesus. And he's not mad at Peter. He's not disappointed in his doubting disciples. He pops in, he shows up, wounded but victorious. He comes with peace. Peace on his body, in the holes in his hands and his feet. The wound in his side, where he gathers those gentlemen around him. He says, look, I'm hurt, I'm stung, but I won. I won. And all of a sudden, their fear gives way to faith. All of a sudden, doubt gives way to confidence because their redemption is standing right before them. And when Jesus shows up, he is peace incarnate. Jesus has been to Zap, North Dakota. Jesus has been to Gun Barrel City, Arkansas, Oklahoma, whatever. And where Jesus is, he brings peace. Peace to your heart. For the fear-driven, doubt-based behaviors in your life, he reckons those at the cross and covers them with his blood and draws you into a peaceful relationship with the Father in heaven. And so with confidence, he says to you, you may not be qualified for everything, but rest assured that I'll go with you. And as I go with you, you're going to be fine. And you will be my gracious presence of peace as a vicar, as a student, as a husband, as a father, as a professor, as an administrator, as a support person. As the Father has sent me, so am I sending you. Stop doubting and believe. The same manner in which he called those 11 gentlemen is the manner in which he calls you today. For faith in Jesus Christ drives a profound sense of confidence. Not hubris, not arrogance, but confidence. Oh, fill us, Lord, with dauntless love. I loved going to the seminary. My best friends are pastor guys, and even some of them are here. But I loved it here. I went to chapel every day. We very seldom skipped chapel. We had professors that we watched because they'd sit and go, oh, that's hilarious. It's kind of fun. Also played basketball my fourth year at seminary. Lost like 35 pounds, got in shape, played basketball. We went up to Hannibal LaGrange College and we played, I don't know what their name was, but it seemed like every guy who bounced out of SLU or Mizzou or Kansas or wherever, they landed up at Hannibal LaGrange, and we watched them warm up. And as they warmed up, we knew we were sunk. They were bigger, stronger, faster. They were better in every respect than us except two. We were older and we were more disciplined. So the game started and it rolled out and we go, and we were down 9 out the chute. And our big stud came off the bench, and he came up, and all of a sudden, we're in this game. And we're starting to feel it. We're hitting some shots. We're making our free throws. We got them a little flustered. They're back on their heels. And all of a sudden, it's halftime, and it's close. And we get in our huddle, and we're like, we can win this game. We can do it. And they're in their huddle, disorganized, freaking out. Man, you got to cover that guy. That guy can shoot. You got to get on him. We got to rotate the defense. And we are fearful and doubtful of ourselves because we didn't have the athletic ability to do it. And we had really bad uniforms. They are horrible. So they came out in the middle, in the first part of the second, and they just blew us out. And our big stud came off the bench again, and he scored like 10 points straight. We pulled even with. At the end of the game, our defense clamped down, and we got him. At the end of the game, we beat him by like 3. And we were just elated, exhausted, blisters on our feet. You know, I had 4 fouls and a black eye, a tooth knocked out. And one of their players went up to our star player, and he said, you're not that good. You're not that good. You boys beat us, but you're not that good.
And my friend put his arm around that young man and said, "Scoreboard." Jesus comes into your life like he did Thomas and Peter. He says, "Look at that cross. Scoreboard. Jesus won, death zero. Ta-da." Jesus won, sin zero. Ta-da. Confident, resilient faith in the one who lived and died for you. One. Doubt and the fear that it drives. Zero. Ta-da. See if you know this song and you can sing this with me. Jesus Christ is risen today. Alleluia. Our triumphant holy day. Alleluia. Who did once upon the cross. Alleluia. Suffer to redeem our loss. Alleluia. Please join me in prayer. It is much more fun to preach the second time, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. Be with us in our doubts and drive away our fears, and give us that dauntless love that comes in the presence of the risen Jesus. In his name we pray, amen. Let's stand together and confess our faith. The creed is sung this morning, and our marvelous musicians in the balcony will lead us.